There's a new building development in the works in the heart of Seattle's Central District. The project could help bring back renters who've been priced out of the neighborhood. KUOW's Jamala Henderson has more.
The project is dubbed the Liberty Bank Development, and it's named after an historic Seattle bank that served the Central area's Black community for several decades. Wyking Garrett is chief strategist for Africatown, one of the groups involved with the project. He says they want the new building to be a symbol of future economic empowerment for Seattle's historically Black community.
The legacy of Liberty Bank was established in 1968 to provide economic opportunities to the Black community, which was being intentionally excluded via redlining and other public and private practices and collusion to marginalize the economic development of the Black community.
Liberty Bank lasted until 1988. It was then acquired by KeyBank, who then sold it to Capitol Hill Housing. The new building will not house a bank, but it will have 115 affordable apartments. The units are for renters with incomes between $31,000 and $54,000 a year, depending on family size. Again, Wyking Garrett.
You know, we look at Liberty Bank, this project really being a new model for development in this community, and as the next sites are such as 23rd Union Midtown Center, the Promenade 23 redevelopment. We think this provides, again, a framework and a model that can be improved on for all future development in this community.
Garrett says next steps include meetings to inform the community about the project in the month of November. The total cost, according to Capitol Hill Housing, is about $30 million. They hope to break ground on the building in the spring or summer of 2017. Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.